Edema in the initial phases is due to the gravitational forces and increased capillary permeability, and later it is due to the combination of the leprous involvement of the capillary endothelium and damage to the autonomic fibers in the dermal nerves which controls the capillaries. So when a persistent edema rehta hai, to phir uske baad usme fibrosis ho jati and this swelling becomes permanent. The skin manifestations include macule, papule, nodules. All three may be present. The macules are the first lesions to appear. Distribution be different hogi. Nodules more commonly present on the face and the limbs, and the macules are present on the trunk. There are multiple lesions kyunki multibacillary hai, to is wajah se multiple lesions honge and distributed bilaterally symmetrically. Macules are erythematous on the light skin, and dark skin ke upar coppery hote hain, appear hypopigmented as well, ya phir faintly erythematous and may have a coppery sheen in them. To ya to hypopigmented honge ya phir erythematous honge aur unme thoda sa coppery sheen hoga. These will be indefinite edges of the lesions and indicate the lack of substantial tissue response, kyunki pehle bhi humne ye discuss kiya tha ki jab well defined border banta hai to wo kyun hota hai, because of the tissue response या सेलुलर जो इम्यूनिटी का रिस्पांस होता है उसकी वजह से वेल डिफाइंड बॉर्डर बनता है. लेप्रोमेटिस लेप्रेसी में ये रिस्पांस नहीं आता है, तो इसी वजह से इसके जो एजेस होते हैं वो इनडेफिनेट होते हैं, इलडिफाइंड होते हैं. देयर इज अ लैक ऑफ कॉन्ट्रास्ट फ्रॉम द नॉर्मल स्किन बिकॉज ऑफ द लैक ऑफ दिस डेफिनेट एज. The skin lesions are better examined in the bright sunlight with the rays of light falling obliquely on the skin. उसके अलावा एक और तरीका है जिससे हम ये देख सकते हैं lesions को easily, because these lesions become more obvious when the patient become heated as a result of the exercise or after a hot bath. Papules and nodules may be of the normal skin color or they may be erythematous or coppery in color. They are firm on palpation because they are present in the skin and not present on the subcutaneous tissue, and the skin become thickened, infiltrated, and that's why it cannot be, the affected area of the skin cannot be moved. In skin lesions, healed sometimes develop in light skin, when these lesions healed, they sometimes develop a yellowish tinge in them, and it is because of the destroyed leprous cells which release the fat in them, and hence it lead to the development of yellowish lesions, that is xanthelasma palpebrum, which is more common in the lepromatous leprosy. Okay, as the untreated cases advances,